plan appropriately to attend a pretty cool event the end of October, October 25th. An award will be presented at the heart of CASA. The Watermark Country Clubs talk about CASA and certainly the awardee. She's a rock star. CASA, court-appointed special advocates. Executive Director, Kathy Wyrick in the house. Good morning to you, Kathy.
Good morning.
And that award winner, Maggie Lancaster, Executive Director of Grand Rapids Children's Museum. Good morning to you, Kathy.
Good morning.
Maggie, on behalf of our conversation, I reshared our Art Unfiltered. Wasn't that fun?
You're so fun.
No, we're talking about you. But that was fun. We'll talk about that later because Kathy's in the house saying, "What is she doing?" Kathy Wyrick, we hear so much. I'm sure you know this about the good work that CASA does. So let's not only the good work that. Obviously, Maggie does in being hailed on the 25th, but remind us of CASA.
Like you said, CASA stands for Court Appointed Special Advocates, and they're trained community volunteers, regular citizens, regular everyday people who have a passion for children and who want to make an impact on their lives and do something significant for abused and neglected kids living in foster care. So our CASA volunteers are court appointed. That means they're officially recognized by the judge, and they're appointed to one case at a time where they provide a voice for foster children in their own process in the court, in the family court system. So we have 92 volunteers currently. We've helped 181 kids this year. Our goal is to reach 220. And so we're always looking for volunteers. And right now we have 50 kids waiting for a CASA volunteer here in Kent County.
What is the time commitment for that volunteer?
Typically a volunteer their role will last for about 18 months to 2 years. And we do one of our biggest requirements, because we want to be that consistent person for these children because they have a lot of change in their life. We ask that they stay on the case from the beginning to the end. So if you're thinking about doing a volunteer role that makes a huge impact on a child's life, also think about staying with the case until it's done.
Let me quote you, Kathy, when it comes to advocating for and caring about kids in our community, Maggie's the real deal. Well, Maggie's in the house.
Well, I have to tell you this, though. Everybody needs to hear this. I failed as a CASA, and I want everybody to know that.
Okay, well, we're only going up from here, but go ahead.
So I tried to go through this, and I tried to go through the training, and I kept coming home and saying, I can't do this. It is too difficult. But I've got another option. How about I start raising money for this organization? I feel so passionately about it. And from there, my husband and I just tried to open up our home, and we would invite guests in and give it the opportunity for CASA to speak to people who could possibly then write a check. So I want to be very clear about that.
Time, talents, and treasures. And you're... again, I'll still give you all three, but maybe a little heavier on the treasure. So I go back to you, Kathy, and that's okay that Maggie Lancaster failed.
It's actually the kind of volunteer that we're looking for, because it's a volunteer who recognizes their strengths and weaknesses and what they can handle. So my development coordinator is always saying to me, I want you to say three things. You can either volunteer, give, or spread the word. So, you know, Maggie recognized her strengths and weaknesses and said, okay, I'm better at doing something else. Because you know what? I actually volunteered this last year, and it's a roller coaster ride of emotions, and you have to hear about things that not everybody hears about and be able to process that. So you really have to be at a place in your life and a place in your soul that you say, okay, I can be the person who can handle the conflict and handle the stress for the kids. So I really admire someone who says, okay, this isn't for me, and makes that decision for themselves. So with her being able to donate, of course, that's also a wonderful thing. And that's just the role you play in the community. And from what I understand, I don't know you that well, but from what I know about you, you've always put kids first. You have been a teacher, a parent, yeah. A donor, and running the Children's Museum. You understand the importance of play. Yeah. So that's really what we're looking for in a person that we recognize with our award, someone who really understands that children count. So I appreciate that you put kids first in your life.
Have to.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Have you experienced the bubbles at the museum?
My daughter's 24. I don't go to the museum anymore. Now I go to Chicago and I go shopping.
Love it.
So, I love it.
I've lived my whole life through my daughter's stages, and we did the Children's Museum a long time ago before Maggie was in charge of it. And
but what Shelley just found out, though, too, is that it's even critical for adults, too, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Hence your work, Maggie, as an educator, coach, community volunteer, and, of course, CEO of the Grand Rapids Children's Museum does enable you to take home this Heart of CASA Award that will be presented on October 25th. So clear the mantle.
Oh, it's such an honor. It's such an honor.
How will the evening work, Kathy?
So our doors open at 5:30 for an hour of cocktails and socialization, whatever you want to say, talk networking. And then there's going to be three or four silent auction items where we're going to draw people to some tables to learn about who volunteers, what CASA is, and the impact that a volunteer has on a child's life. And then we're going to present the award to Maggie with her her good friend Meg Miller-Millett.
Or yeah.
Willett, mm-hmm. Sorry. Yeah. She's going to do the presentation of the award. And then we're going to have a speaker that night. Her name is Ashley Rhodes Corder, and she is a woman who grew up in foster care in the state of Florida. And she's going to share her experiences of that life and then how her CASA volunteer helped change her life in a positive direction.
You have to look into this. Her book.
Three little words.
Yes, it's unbelievable. Those are my heroes. It's very hard to receive an award like this when you know there's people like her out there.
Yes, I'm sure that it will be inspiring hearing from all of you and the passion in the room. I'm sure also there's an opportunity for guests to share of their time, talents, and treasures for the future.
Exactly, yep. If you're interested in learning more about CASA, interested in a fun grounding evening to learn, heartfelt evening, please go to our website and consider registering. It's CASA, C-A-S-A, Kent, CO.org, CASA, Kent, CO.org, and that'll take you to our event page.
This is at Watermark Country Club.
The beautiful Watermark Country Club. Yeah. We've been working with them for 3 years now, having our event there. It's very, very nice. They do a wonderful job. It's great food. The night goes quick because you're just really going from one thing to the next.
So you're limited on your speech.
Right.
So we're going to bring a crowbar if we're still talking.
I'm much more worried about Meg when it comes to that.
Meg, really, yes. Yes, that's a compliment to both of you. Goodness gracious. Again, CASA of Kent County, a nonprofit organization training volunteers to advocate for abused and neglected kids living in foster care. And again, you need, after the 25th comes and goes, you still need your volunteer.
Still looking for volunteers.
Yes. All right, Maggie Lancaster, your final word. Again, you are being awarded the Heart of CASA Award, a member of the community whose life and work honors and supports kids in the Kent County community, and you go back to the museum to work with your kids as we speak. Your final word?
Oh, I just want to thank CASA. I want to thank them for this honor, but mostly because of the work that they do. These kids need advocates, and they do a spectacular job of it, have for years, and will continue if we can get and continue the volunteers out there. Please, please think about helping CASA. It means a lot.
One more time on the website, Kathy Weirich.
CASAKentCO.org.
Great. Thanks, ladies. Have fun on the 25th of October.
Thank you.